The Prime Minister has secured a meeting with the leader of the free world. Te Pirimia will sit down with US President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris at the White House next week. It's only the third time New Zealand's Prime Minister has met with the President in 2 decades. The meeting comes at a critical time with the war in Ukraine and increasing competition in the Pacific. Here's our political reporter, Katie Scotcher.
The critical chief-to-chief meeting at the White House locked in.
I'll be meeting with the President of the United States on Tuesday. I'll also be meeting with the Vice President of the United States on that same day.
Jacinda Ardern travelled to the United States without a sit-down confirmed. It's thought her recent COVID infection had complicated arrangements. The event, which will take place in the early hours of Wednesday, will be the first White House visit for a New Zealand Prime Minister since John Key met Barack Obama in 2014.
Well, it is a great pleasure to welcome my good friend, Prime Minister Key, to the Oval Office.
It'll also be the first time Ms. Ardern and Joe Biden meet face-to-face, and there's lots to discuss.
I imagine on the agenda will be the likes of the war in Ukraine and the considerable effort New Zealand has put into ensuring that we're playing our part. I imagine we'll equally discuss our region and the fact that it is becoming increasingly contested. And the role of the United States in our regional economy is important.
Gun reform dominated discussions with Republicans and Democrats during Ms. Ardern's visit to Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. earlier this week. She says while the conversation with Mr. Biden will be free-flowing, gun reform will likely come up.
I will certainly be passing on New Zealand's sorrow for what we have seen. To see children at the heart of this most recent event is devastating, so I will certainly acknowledge that.
Former US Ambassador and National Minister Tim Grosser says the tragedy has elevated Ms. Ardern's relevance in the US.
The Christchurch massacre and her positioning of New Zealand over that is, in the most horrible sense, given an opportunity to sound very relevant to Americans, I think.
New Zealand has pushed for the US to rejoin the CPTPP ever since former US President Donald Trump abandoned the trade pact. While it's extremely unlikely the US will rejoin anytime soon, Ms. Ardern says she will raise it at next week's meeting. NZUS Council Executive Director Jordan Small wants Ms. Ardern to discuss other ways the two countries can develop their trade relationship.
We can work with what the US is able to do, so that's the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, and find opportunities within that framework to advance New Zealand's interests and improve conditions for our exporters and businesses.
Victoria University's Director of the Centre of Strategic Studies, David Capey, says most importantly, the meeting is a chance for Ms. Ardern and Mr. Biden to build a rapport.
Really is a pretty special opportunity to have that personal interaction, try and build a personal relationship and to put forward New Zealand's interests and views on a range of issues.
He says the two leaders are already off to a good start, saying they head into next week's sit-down with shared interests and similar views on a range of topics.